And gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. My very special guest joining us straight off the bat is Mike James from Healthy.co.nz, which is one of New Zealand's largest online retailers of health products, and they've been so kind as to allow us to, you know, get some of their products out to you there in the US, as well as, of course, everywhere else in the world that's listening right now on the internet streams. Mike James, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Thank you, Vinnie.
Now, a man of quite adept business acumen you are, one thing I'd like to know, just a little bit about yourself, a bit about your background.
Yeah, sure, Vinnie. I was born in Auckland and grew up and on the North Shore here. And probably about 1980 or thereabouts, I was involved with a company called Total Image, which pioneered the introduction of colostrum and protein powders into New Zealand. And that company's gone on to be quite a large company that exports products right throughout Asia. In 1990 or thereabouts, I moved to the central North Island with my partner, Leanne. We had a young daughter and raised her in the King Country, which was great fun, and fishing and all the outdoor things on your back doorstep. But unfortunately, like a lot of small towns, it was hard going from a business point of view when you're self-employed. And even though we started our business down in the King Country in 1993, we moved back to Auckland in 97 and opened at our current premises. And not long after that, started our online business, which we were quite early to get involved in that particular space. I'm also do some voluntary work on the board of the New Zealand Charter of Health Practitioners, and they're the main registering body for health professionals in New Zealand. I've been involved with the charter for about 6 years. The company itself, we've got a staff of 10. Three of those people are fully qualified naturopaths, and so that's one of the things we're a little bit different, is people can actually talk to someone who's qualified and get free advice over the counter or by email or phone from one of the naturopaths.
As opposed to one being paid by a pharmaceutical company that is likely to prescribe you something that is very dangerous indeed. In response, they will get a trip to Fiji. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Our very special guest is Mike James from Ideal Health in New Zealand at healthy.co.nz. We'll be right back after the break. Join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. And gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's unconventional news. My very special guest is Mike James from Healthy.co.nz. Welcome back from break.
Thank you.
Let's break it down here. Now, the fields of alternative health, in my opinion, are growing quite considerably. It's a growth industry. And the reason for this, I suspect, is because the so-called orthodox medical industry, according to the Ministry of Health, is the third leading cause of death in this country. And, and people have begun to prefer life rather than death.
Unusual, that, isn't it?
I know. I mean, who would have thunk such a primal instinct would still exist in our current manufactured, propagandized, and electronically elevated society? You know, and people are kind of losing touch with what their bodies are, what really needs to be going into them, and more to the point, the corporations and various other scumbags, from the low-level idiot to the high-level financier, all pollute the environment to no end, and mostly with poison. You know, they don't.
It's an unfortunate thing. Any pharmaceutical is going to have an adverse effect on your body, and that's why often when you take a pharmaceutical to fix one problem, eventually you go back to the doctor and they give you something else to fix the problem that that drug has created. So you can end up with taking quite a cocktail, which your liver in particular gets quite stressed by that. And your liver's your main organ that eliminates toxins from your body, and when that's pressured, it can cause a lot of other health issues to arise.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are really unaware of just how powerful these kind of medications are. Like, you're just seriously zonked out, just unbelievably strong, the effect of these, you know. It can make people go so numb that they can't even feel their own hands.
Terrible, isn't it?
I mean, the list of side effects is like longer than the medical literature for the thing that they're diagnosing it for.
Exactly.
So, in your opinion, what is the solution to this kind of medical madness and mayhem?
Well, I think people initially have to realise that just because someone's in a white coat, that they're not God. And unfortunately, even though I'm sure that our doctor and other health professionals, their heart is in the right place, they do come from a drug model, and you actually have to realise that when they're giving you information. And at times, you need to make your own inquiries. So that's often the pharmacist rather than the doctor that's going to tell you what all the side effects will be, and often they are worse than probably what you're taking the drug for in the first place.
Yeah, it's like, have you got a slight cough? Here, take this. Slight chance of suicide, though.
Well, I think there is a place for the medical professional and drugs in acute situations, but just simple things can make such a difference, Vinny. I mean, let's just take water, for example. We all appreciate that we need water to survive, but it's probably one of the most important things that we can put in our mouth, and most of us are continually dehydrated. And that can lead to a lot of problems that people would commonly go to the doctor, such as dyspepsia and those sort of indigestive problems. Often they can be fixed just by drinking adequate amounts of water each day.
Yep. And then the government comes out and tells you to drink 8 glasses of water a day, and then they add chlorine and fluoride into it.
True. I personally drink out of water that's had that removed and being mineralised, but certainly I don't know what it's like in other parts of the world, but Auckland water's not particularly pleasant first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I mean, some places in Auckland, you turn on the tap and you're like, holy cow, I can't light a match in here. it's just so awful. And one thing I'd really, really want to know is why exactly we're giving it all up to private contractors like Veolia, the world's largest private water corporation, as if we're freaking Bolivia.
Well, that's right. I think there's been a few movies made on that, isn't it? Cornering the world's water supply. I think there was a James Bond movie made about that at one point. So it's not really a good thing.
Yeah, your thirst will never die.
Yeah, price.
Yeah, yeah. Well, interestingly enough, did you know that Libya has one of the largest and richest supplies of fresh water underground than any country on Earth?
No, I didn't. That's unusual considering where it is in the world.
Well, it becomes an awfully lot more explainable, the enormous amounts of Western military that's deciding to flock in there and instantly help the rebels, of course, set up their own oil company and their own central bank already.
Yeah, you sound a bit cynical like myself. I think there's a reason that they're there, and it's probably oil, and it could be the water. I mean, water, I think, will become more valuable than oil in time because we can survive without oil, but we cannot survive without water. So there'll be wars fought over that, I'm quite sure.
Well, yeah, and the problem is it's all false wars anyway. I mean, we've got technology and we've got knowledge in our communities and things of that nature that we can allow people to become a heck of a lot more self-sufficient than they currently are. If you wanted to create water in your own environment, hey, there's ways and means to do it. You know, you can catch condensation, you can use water generators that suck the moisture out of the air. There's many ways that you can do it. However, the government and the media and companies rely on us being dependent. So it means that the kind of information that would make people independent is counterproductive to whatever aims that they've got.
Making money probably is one of the big ones, I'm sure, which, you know, any business needs to make money to survive. But I think a lot of the big corporates are doing, particularly when you look at the pharmaceutical companies, there's a lot of things that are going on that I think we can say unscrupulous, as a personal opinion. I'm sure that's possibly yours and some of your listeners as well. You've only got to look at the actual funding for pharmaceutical drugs. It's a large part of our tax dollars, and I'm sure a lot of the drugs don't cost anywhere near the amount that they're paid for with funding. It's just that they have a monopoly situation for a number of years with new pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the difficulty is with pharmaceutical drugs is that if you ask them if there's some kind of scientific test that can verify whether or not this drug is effective, basically a lot of them won't have double blinds or placebo tests even, you know? And essentially you're a guinea pig. You know, they don't know what the effects of these drugs really could possibly be. And because the approval process of them is so fast-tracked, and incidentally all the people that vote on the FCC boards and things of that nature wind up having pharmaceutical company financial connections anyway.
Funny that.
They kind of bypass the testing stages and safety measures and then just use the wider population as just an extension of their lab.
Well, I'm sure that's not very far from the truth, if not the truth, Vinny. I mean, an example I could give you that is quite close to home is my daughter worked with a young colleague who was just in her 20s, and she didn't really have a weight problem, but was getting a bit of grief, we call it in New Zealand, from her boyfriend about her body size. Went to the doctor and went on the pharmaceutical drug Reductyl, and she actually ended up having a heart attack and admitted to Auckland Hospital. So thankfully she's okay now, but I noticed that drug has since been removed from the market because of these sorts of concerns. So it's surprising that it's out there in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. And this is one thing that I would kind of really, really begin to grow suspicious of, right, is that when people are selling products in any kind of business, the possibility of those products hurting people and becoming dangerous is probably the most paramount of important information that you should request. You know, has this product ever killed anybody? Is this product dangerous? What's going on here? I mean, does this toy have lead paint? You know, and it's a myriad of cacophonies of different cancer causing carcinogens that we're exposed to on a daily friggin' basis anyway, isn't it? Because everything has been overlooked.
Well, that's right. I mean, you can't avoid it, particularly living in a city. You've got cars driving by and they're emitting fumes. So if nothing else, you're breathing those in, and there's pesticide residue and and other chemicals on our food unless you're eating organic, and there's chemicals in our water. So that's very hard to get away from. This is why the liver in particular is really important. But I think that what people need to do, in my opinion, is just make a choice to start taking control of their own health. And there's plenty of alternatives to pharmaceuticals and doctor-prescribed medicines. You just really need to speak to somebody that's a natural health professional that can guide you in the right direction and work with them. And often by following natural health recommendations and taking supplements, if it's approached in a holistic way, it'll often force people to start looking at their health and lifestyle choices, and that can make a difference as well, particularly with things like stress, which is a really common problem these days with everything being so fast-paced.
Yep. Well, this is the thing. We're heating up and we're speeding up, right? But interestingly enough, despite the fact that we're doing everything faster and we're being exposed to more heat and everything, none of that's physical energy being generated these days, you know? It's like we walk from our door to our car, we drive to our work, and then we get out, we get in the elevator, we sit down in a chair for hours and hours. You know, people would be taking very, very little exercise. None of that heat that they're generating is something that actually helps their body. It's all something that's becoming added on as extra. There's so many dangers with EMF radiation fields and all the plastic and everything like that. It's all made of oil, and apparently it's kind of poisonous to touch. And the receipts have bisphenol A in them, and it makes you sterile, apparently, or effeminate. and it's just where exactly does anybody have a chance of surviving in a place like this? I mean, life expectancy, apparently, the reason why life expectancy was so low beforehand, before we had all the great advances and were able to keep very young children from dying close to birth, when you go to the old cemeteries, that's where a lot of the young children were, you know? They just died earlier on. And what they've done is they've averaged it out to say that, oh, people are now living longer and all of that. But no, the average back then was like something like 84 once you got after the child years, you know, yes. if you survived those. And nowadays it's slipping, you know, down to like 79 or something for men now. The whole country and everybody in it is under attack through toxic chemicals. How are people supposed to protect themselves?
Well, I think it's impossible to fully protect yourself unless you go and live on a mountain retreat somewhere, I guess, and drink spring water and grow your own vegetables. But we can always make choices.
You'll get chemtrails there anyway, but go ahead.
you can always make choices with anything that you do, and just simple things like ensuring that you drink a good quality water source and adequate amounts, trying to make good food choices and avoiding heavily processed foods in particular. If you've got some space, it's very easy to grow your own vegetables, just even in a planter box on your deck or windowsill, you'd be quite surprised. And I tend to agree with you, it's impossible to get away from it entirely, but I guess that's the choice we make by living in the city. But we can still make day-to-day choices about what we actually put in our mouth and to some extent what chemicals we're exposed to and how much exercise and relaxation time we get. But certainly from our point of view, working with people day-to-day, stress is really a major factor. It's far more prominent than it was even 10 years ago. And I think just the demands of in a lot of cases, two people having to work to support a family these days and raising a family and all the commitments that go with that, and you've got your work responsibilities. And with the global recession, obviously a lot of businesses have downsized, which has meant that possibly the same or less staff are required to do a similar amount of work. So that all puts some pressure on people. So I guess you know, people have to look at that too, because stress really is a killer. And there are things that you can take, such as magnesium, which is something you can take as a drink or a tablet that'll actually help you to relax and is very friendly to your cardiovascular health. Fish oil would be another one. But Really, it's a matter of trying to remove yourself from those stressful situations, work out what they are, and come up with strategies to help, whether that's a walk during the middle of the day, or go for a run, or go to the gym, or there's plenty of choices. Play with the kids after work. I think there's a lot of choices that people can make, but unfortunately, we tend to often arrive home feeling exhausted, and so it can be a bit of a vicious circle for people.
Well, yeah, and that's because they sit in front of a computer screen all day around all this electronic equipment, not moving, so they get all stiff. And again, it's like the chips are stacked against you.
Right, but you can, you know, get up for 5 minutes and go outside and get a bit of fresh air, or just stop and go and get a glass of water or some other type of beverage. So you can make choices, but I know for myself, I've got to be quite careful. I can easily spend quite some time in front of the computer doing something, and time goes by very quickly, far more than what you might realise.
Yeah. Well, again, it emphasises the prospect now of individual responsibility. The reason why our health and our society has become so degraded, I believe, is because all the people that have been doing all these polluting things have been doing so with impunity, because the corporates that they represent or the political parties that they represent take the flak, not the individual. So therefore, the responsibility has been completely abdicated, which completely justifies any form of aberrant behaviour.
Yes. I guess some people will fall into that trap. It's probably easy to fall into that trap, but I think you've got to sort of rise above that and just see that for what it is. And I think there's a lot of trickery in marketing to get people to do certain things, and that's obviously, those businesses are out there to make money, and they may at times purport to be interested in being health conscious, but I think that they demonstrate often through their actions that's not the case.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mike James from healthy.co.nz on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that's all about trickery and marketing. And we'll be right back after the break. Listen in live at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and join us in the chat room at TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. And we'll be right back after the break.
I got some so-called friends. They'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on? I'm flying a JFK. My heart goes boom, boom, boom. I know that customs man. He's gonna take me to that little room. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
And we're back. Whose side are you on, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want to see everybody nice and happy and healthy and live in a nice golden age of humanity and freedom and joy and such forever? Another nice adjectives? Come on. Then you've got to do something about it. Welcome back to my very special guest, Mike James, the business dude from healthy.co.nz. Now, speaking of doing business, I was wondering about something. The concept of getting profit, there's nothing inherently wrong with getting profit unless it's to the detriment of either your customers or to the environment from which you, obtain your products, right?
Sure.
Okay, so I figured, you know, triple bottom line here, you know, you've got to make a profit, you've got to benefit the customers, you've got to not damage the environment, you know, it's got to be sustainable, essentially. And well, and not in the globalist, I want to take over your country for my own ends so that we can have oil for another 20 years and try and make you detriment kind of sustainability. I'm talking about actually making something that's good for everybody. And one thing I find about modern business practice, and indeed the modern business community, like everybody rubbing shoulders and such like that, is that those are not of primary concern at all.
That's right. That's so true, Vinny. I think that you're quite right. Business has to be profitable. I mean, if you're a good business and doing things the right way and looking after your customers, then generally your business will grow and survive. But if you're not making money, well, you're not going to be around to help people the next day, and particularly from a health perspective, that's important. People want continuity of dealing with people, and certainly ourselves, we try and be very friendly to deal with and do the right thing.
Well, and this is the thing about being friendly. You know how sometimes you'll get screwed over by some company, and instead of them instantly going, "Oh my goodness, sorry that we've screwed up here. Let's fix this problem for you. This is what we can do." Okay, great. Fantastic.
well, you'd like to think that would happen. I mean, I can assure you 100% that if someone's got a problem with anything, we fix it. All our products come with a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Even if you've used the product, if you're not happy, we'll give you a refund. And so from our point of view, we ensure that we stock high-quality products, and that's why we like to try and get involved where we can to give people the right set of advice, which may not necessarily be purchasing a product. It may just be some dietary advice or what I mentioned earlier about drinking more water, and there's plenty of those sorts of informative resources written by our naturopathic team on our website that people can just print off or read free of charge. And so if in that sort of case, people again can just go back to what we were saying before about taking a bit more control of their own health as well.
Well, you know, in terms of, let's say, the idea that there's a conspiracy to control the world, which I technically believe that there is, and it's pretty self-evident, really, because if it was everything was happening by accident, some good things would occasionally happen, but they never do. You know, and one thing I've been thinking about is engaging in a counter-conspiratorial movement where you have people with that business model triple bottom line who all support each other and do business with each other and try and shunt out and try and undermine all the other corrupt organizations. And
yeah, I think that's called barter card, isn't it?
Is it?
Or barter.
Hmm.
You know, so where we swap goods and services rather than paying money.
Do you have a barter card?
Yep, yeah, we do barter with a number of people. Yep, but barter cards are giving a plug for another company. It's another organisation here in New Zealand that it's like a trade exchange. So that's I guess one way of approaching it. All that's more getting back to, I guess, a banking sort of model.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at a more basic level, you know, like I love fishing, and occasionally I give my neighbour some fish, and occasionally he gives me some things out of his garden. So, you know, simple things like that. But I think with bigger corporations, one of the issues is if you look at what's happened over the last 20 years, in a lot of cases the people that are running big companies now would formerly have been accountants. So I think money is really too much of an issue, and a lot of staff in big companies are obviously on bonuses, so they really haven't got a reason to fix somebody's problem because it's going to actually cost them money. Whereas from our point of view, we're very interested to know if there's any problems, because we want to find out about them and fix them and do the right thing by the customer. So I guess that's one benefit of dealing with a relatively small family-run business.
Well, it's taking preventative measures as well. I mean, it's there's this phrase, and I still, for the life of me, don't know exactly what this phrase means or who coined it, but it's called the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff.
Sure. That's what tends to happen, isn't it? In fact, probably 10-15% of the people that we would see in our retail store have tried doctors, specialists, and things just aren't working for them. You know, it's often not until they take control of their health a little bit more just by doing some of the simple things that we've talked about, that their health starts to change. I mean, I can give you an example from someone that spoke to us yesterday who had just come out of hospital. He had had a heart attack. He was on a serious amount of medication. He wanted some advice from one of the naturopaths about what he could do naturally as well. And when the lady concerned here was talking to him, found out that he was drinking 6 cups of coffee a day. Now, no one in the hospital or his doctor had ever talked to him about the effect that caffeine has on high blood pressure and cardiovascular health. And he was quite surprised that none of them have discussed it with him, and very pleased to get that information so that he could modify that part of his lifestyle to hopefully assist his recovery and his cardiovascular health and blood pressure. So it's just simple things often.
Well, that's unfortunate because, hey, they could have gotten some extra profit off of selling him some more drugs to the bad side effects that he had.
Yeah, I think that in that case it was probably just ignorance, but it does surprise me that the allopathic doctors don't realise the effect that caffeine has, and unfortunately it's in so many things. It's in all these energy drinks. You will get it from consuming tea, coffee, Milo, which is a common drink here in New Zealand. That's a chocolate drink promoted as a health-giving drink for children, but unfortunately it contains caffeine, and that's something we exposed. If you go to our website, we've got a blog section, and there's a video that we've done, so we really stuck our neck out there and basically hammered Nestle for promoting it in that particular manner. And there's a lot of instances like that where things are promoted as being health-giving, when in fact, really, when you look at it closely, it's just marketing hype, unfortunately.
Well, one thing that really disturbs me is the fact that people think that business is different from politics.
I think they're quite intertwined, Vinny.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's like you're looking at water. Business is the oxygen and politics is the hydrogen. They are bonded together.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy because, I mean, in the pharmaceutical industry, that's so true because, you know, basically our taxes pay for pharmaceutical companies' products. And there's a lot of instances in big business where it's the one that's got the most money to lobby the politicians in Wellington that ends up winning. So it's not often based on logic, fact, or reason. And politicians, as you know, I personally think on the whole they're quite corrupt, and I don't mean in the sense of taking bribes or money, but just they're meant to be acting on behalf of the people, but I don't believe that in a lot of cases that's the case. They act out of self-interest. And that's to our detriment, and it's interesting that we vote them in and then they just do what they like. In fact, I can give you a classic example of that in New Zealand. Probably about 6 or 7 years ago, we had a report produced by Dr. Peggy Kaufman, who's a very respected health professional and educator in New Zealand. She was the chairman of the MACA committee, which was a committee set up to look at integration of the natural health system into hospitals and making it more mainstream and seeing what it could do to help the general population's health. Now, there was a lot of time and effort put onto that report. We were one of the companies that actually made a submission. And the Labor government at the time, Annette King, who was the health minister, the day before the report was to be released, announced that she was going to move forward with signing a treaty with Australia, which would have seen probably 20% of everything we sell having to be removed from the shelf because it wouldn't comply with Australian law but complied with New Zealand law. So that to me was a total disregard of the political process by her preempting the report with that indication of signing the treaty. Thankfully, we fought tooth and nail for that, both in my capacity as a volunteer at the Health Charter and other organisations that we support, and actually managed to defeat that legislation. So thankfully nothing's changed, but it's still on the agenda with the whole purpose, I think, of aligning our laws with Australia. But unfortunately in Australia they have a curious system where they have what they call a whitelist, and that means that you cannot produce a product without it appearing on the list. And that sounds all fine and well in theory, but the reason for it was to make the compliance costs and the tens of thousands of dollars per product to block overseas competition from the Australian businesses. Whereas in New Zealand, the approach is quite different and allows a lot of innovation, and you've seen some very interesting products being produced in New Zealand simply because we have what we call a blacklist, which are products that are banned and are not allowed to be used. Anything else can be put in a product. So it's led to things like Colorex, which has now gone worldwide. That's a trademark name for a New Zealand native plant, Horopito. That's had very good results with both orally and topically for candida and thrush and athlete's foot and those types of problems. And in Australia, you just wouldn't get that innovation because of the compliance costs to register the product. So, you know, great thinking from the Labor government. They want us to sign up to that in Australia, and would mean everyone would pay more for the products and have less choice. So that sounds like a great idea.
Well, I presume you would be familiar with Health Freedom in New Zealand then.
Yes, they're one of the organisations that we support, and there's the New Zealand Health Trust as well. We're very active, and David Sloan, who is the man behind that, he was very generous with his time and money and paid for a lot of people to lobby on behalf of the industry, and also employed a full-time lawyer who has since got into Parliament through the National Party, which was quite interesting.
Yeah, and speaking of money and lobbying, did you remember seeing that documentary that was released last year with that that guy from Auckland University, some professor or something, called "Are Vitamins Killing Us"?
That's yes. That there was just so many inaccuracies in that I wouldn't know where to begin. But basically, he was really unqualified to make the statements that he made, and the statements that he made, a lot of them weren't really correct. But that was actually part of the lobbying from not pharma, but we have a couple of large natural health companies in New Zealand that would love to see that law that I mentioned that we defeated come in, simply because if it did, a lot of smaller businesses, their competition in effect would go out of business. And so there's a little bit of factionality there amongst the industry at a manufacturing and wholesale level.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about our current society, is that we're all kind of treated like a bucket full of crabs. And as soon as one crab kind of makes it near the edge, somebody else gets their claws around your ankle and drags you back down with them. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest is Mike James from healthy.co.nz. Click on the banners at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and theVinnieEastwoodShow.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, American Freedom Radio. Proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz. It's the lighter side of genocide. And speaking of the lighter side, thinking about this Japanese nuclear crisis, something like 86 times worse than Chernobyl. People are throwing numbers around. My number is 3, and it's 3 letters, B-A-D. It's bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah. Bad. It's about as bad as it can get, you know? Just you know, I don't know, imagine a nice little cauldron full of the end of the world, human extinction, and nuclear fallout, and starvation and economic crisis, and just mix them all up together, and take a few shots, I don't know, at a bar. Yeah. That's basically what we're dealing with here.
It is. I mean, it looks like, you know, they've got it under control to the degree where none of them are going to go sky high. But as we were discussing before off air, there's some fusile material that looks like it's burnt through the bottom of the vessel that contains it, and there's contamination in the sea around the plant 10,000 times what is considered to be safe. So there's actually radioactivity leaking into the sea, and obviously we've got steam coming out that's radioactive, water that's radioactive, so it's just a mess. From what I've heard, they're going to encase four of them in concrete, and possibly the other two might come back online, but it's really quite a concern.
They've confirmed yesterday that the last two will not come back online at all. They're going to pull the plug on the whole thing because apparently they've now learned that it's not a brilliant idea to build a nuclear facility on a fault line on a beach.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was on a fault line too, Vinny. That's great, isn't it? Oh dear.
But conveniently,
it's woken up a few other countries because I believe that China has put on hold all new applications, and a lot of countries are looking a lot more closely at how these things are run. But I'm very, very pleased New Zealand made the decision to be nuclear free. I wouldn't want them in my back door, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's the old not in my backyard scenario, right? Now, speaking of not in my backyard, you know what you can't find right now in the United States?
Anything. Iodide.
Yeah.
Funny that. The government's bought most of it. In fact, I only heard this as hearsay, but it was from a relatively reliable source that apparently the government gave a directive to all doctors and pharmacists that they could not dispense the product, and they bulk purchase, I believe, 70% of all supplies in the US and have just stockpiled them.
Yep.
Which doesn't actually help people if they need it, because they're concerned about radioactive poisoning.
Well, see, they need to get some thyroid support of some kind. I mean, what do people actually need to do with it? Because apparently, and this is what Dr. Bill Deagle said, that thyroid support kind of stuff like that with iodine supplements can actually kill you.
Well, it can if you take it unnecessarily for long periods of time. But the American government at the Center for Disease Control have actually released some information on how to use potassium iodide. And the key thing, I think, for people to appreciate is if they're concerned about radioactivity and radioactive poisoning, they actually ideally want to have the iodine on hand, but they should not start using it until they know they've been exposed. And then what that does is the potassium iodide, it actually fills up your thyroid essentially with iodine so that it doesn't have the ability to take on the radioactive form of the iodine. And that's really how it would work. But your gentleman that you mentioned is quite correct. You shouldn't actually use it unless you have that exposure.
But once you take it, once you're exposed, doesn't that kind of defy the point of taking it anyway?
Well, yes, because it cannot fix something that's already occurred, and that's why I'd suggest it's important if you're concerned is to actually have the product on hand, so that if, for instance, worst case scenario, there's a radioactive cloud heading your way, you can actually take the iodine prior to that, and that will mean that your thyroid won't take up the iodine. Well, I have to say, if I may, Benny, it's not going to stop you taking on the radioactivity, but the problem is your thyroid gland is the first gland that gets affected by any sort of radioactive type of disturbance.
Mm-hmm. So how do people actually protect themselves? I mean, you can go to the banners, the thyroid support banners on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and gorillamedia.co.
I definitely suggest that you do that rather than go to our website direct. And there's a special offer that we've made to the listeners. There's a code that you can pick up from the AmericanFreedomRadio.com site. And when you use that code, you'll get half price shipping anywhere in the world. The product that we've got, it's made here in New Zealand. It's a solution of potassium iodide. It retails in New Zealand dollars for $19.90, which US dollars is only a mere $15. And I'll point out that's the same price that it was prior to the nuclear event, because I know there's been a lot of price gouging with people ramping up the price of these products. And shipping to the US would normally be $11.50 New Zealand, but with the shipping rebate, it's only $5 US for shipping. So basically, for under $20 US, we can send the product to you. It's shipped by first-class insured air. Most cities in the US would expect delivery within 3 to 5 business days. So it's a very prompt service, and I've got plenty of stock on hand if people need it.
Yeah. Well, and of course, this is interesting because the rest of the world seems to be sold out and stockpiled because the government wants to protect their own people, but not their own citizens.
well, even in New Zealand, there is some supply issues, but I've managed to secure a supply of it through a compounding pharmacy. But I have heard there's been buying up of large stocks worldwide, so it's not just in America. It's basically wherever people are concerned about it.
All right. I'd like to thank you so much, Mike, for coming on the show with us today. Mike James, ladies and gentlemen, you can click on the Ideal Health Thyroid Support banners at AmericanFreedomRadio.com, GorillaMedia.co.nz, and TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Thanks so much for coming on with us today, mate. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Vinny. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to this first hour of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Coming up next hour, we have a special guest possibly for you. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen on live radio. We'll be right back after the break.